can I do? Just put on my best pair of shoes, 'cause
wait, the Rango jacket, ball sling, glow, Bronx's only Django. Snap, be a golfer, star, but that's where my props go. That's where my props went. See, my percentage is a pennant to the planet. Knock it out the ballpark, crank it. I should not tie this tie to a metal lock. Let the wings spread. It'll always come back, baby. Come back, shellac, black, baby. A comeback, flat, black, paint on the Chevy. To my tone, you ain't catching you a Tony. A war when they walk, when you running with a shotty. Why you running from us? Why you messing with us? We ain't got no guns, we just let the bears witness. The grizzly, maybe polar. You ain't ready, ready, roll up. Pull up machete, cut the bamboo paper. Let's roll out, baby, loud.
Supposed to say something. I'm supposed to say podcasting live from an undisclosed location. It's the clandestine transmission. With me, Alcatter. And MIC.
What up? We got a full house. Like Uncle Jesse. We getting all Uncle Jesse on your ass.
Cut it out.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And that was the sounds of Avalanches. It only took them 16 years to record a follow-up album.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's a good amount of time to in between albums. Yeah, that makes me feel real old.
Them and Portishead.
There you go. Good things come to those who wait.
Still no fourth album from Portishead
or something.
Hasn't happened.
They just did like a cover song or something.
SOS. ABBA. It's actually really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that gave me that let me know that, hey.
Well, it made me think maybe they'll be they're doing something. Maybe there's an album in the working. But I'm not gonna hold my breath.
Yeah, but the Avalanches was out like on.
It's on Astroworks.
A recent Tuesday,
which I shit you not, is a label I thought did not exist anymore.
It's their first album out on Astroworks?
You know, like, nah, you know, like, the early 2000s when it was, when we were in our radio heyday, basically.
Yeah, lots of Astroworks.
I was all about Astroworks. I was playing, like, anything that they put out, I was playing it on the radio.
Yeah.
But I haven't noticed anything Astroworks in fucking ever. Yeah.
But,
MIC breaking the table.
I'm smashing stuff over here. Nah, I dig that Avalanche's album big time. Good summer album. Got
Wildflower.
All kinds of stuff on it.
Yeah, nah.
Camp Low?
Yeah.
Like, what year is it?
We were knocking that in the car yesterday on the way to get an air conditioner for the lab because it's really hot outside, and I don't want to be hot anymore.
It's dumb, stupid hot.
Yeah. You want to be hot anymore.
No. But yeah,
do it.
Check that album. I'm sure we'll be playing more joints off of it.
Yeah, on the podcast. I was a bunch of different styles. I was really, really impressed. Because you know what? Leading up to the album coming out, I knew it was coming out. And I was like, meh, it's been 16 years. Fuck those guys. They're probably not sampling anything anymore. They're probably like, they probably got themselves a little band. And this album's going to suck really bad. And I was not anticipating it. Then they put out that Frankie Sinatra single, and I didn't want to listen to it because I thought the title was stupid, and I was like, "Nah, man, this is gonna suck." And when I looked at it when they first like put the video out, I looked at the video and I was like, "Okay, it didn't say who was on the song."
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know who was on any of these songs.
It was just like, "Hey, Avalanche is Frankie Sinatra." And I was like, fine, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
And the video is a little psychedelic. It's like, you know, people tripping balls.
Like a circus or something.
Right. And so I was like, okay, this song isn't really doing it for me. When I pressed play on the video, I was like, this song isn't really doing it for me. It kind of feels a little like, you know, there's that brand of house music that's all built on like sort of
quirky samples.
Quirky ethnic samples. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. They're all like, it's real big, fucking shitty. It's the stuff that I just don't allow. I'm not playing that, you know what I mean? And I was like, it kind of sounded like that. And I was like, nah, I'm not really feeling it. Then Danny Brown comes on the song. And I was like, oh shit, Danny Brown is on this song.
It's perfect for him.
This is awesome. Then Danny Brown does another verse, and I was like, okay, this is awesome. Then his verse ends. All of a sudden, MF Doom comes out of the song.
Yo.
And I was like, whoa, where did MF Doom come from?
That's exactly how I was.
Then MF Doom says,
I hope you're going to say what you're saying.
Sing Calypso like Farrakhan.
Yes.
And that just sewed the whole thing up for me.
When I heard that, I thought of El Kenner. I was like, I hope he's going to hear this and be like, yes, that is what's up.
Why? Because El Kenner has Farrakhan's Calypso record.
We would play that joint on the radio, and I was like, yo, it took 16 years to come full circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, all right. It totally explained the little sample and everything.
Yep, I was fine with the whole thing.
Farrakhan.
And I was like, okay, I'm all set. This is great. And then I was like, okay, so maybe the album is going to be dope. And listening to it in the car yesterday, the album is really good. There are a bunch of I don't even really, it's sort of jazzy house tracks on it, which are just, that's my kind of shit. It's real laid back.
Yeah, no.
It's a really good summer record, but I also think, you know, I think it'll have legs.
I still listen to their first album, like crazy.
I'm just glad somebody from that whole era of sampling came back and did another record basically just like the shit that they did then.
Yeah,
and didn't say, oh no, man, I'm elevating the art. I'm doing something else now. I'm gonna go get, you know, Keek the Sneak to be on this record, and I'm gonna make a hyphy album. You know who I'm talking about? You know, whatever. But Shadow, RJD2, sort of like the big names from the same era who were really pushing that whole, you know, sampled beats.
Right.
Sound, I guess. I don't know. They've all kind of left it behind.
Yeah, they're not doing that stuff. So I kept bringing up Prince Paul in the car.
Right.
That is reminiscent of that stuff.
Absolutely.
You know.
Nah, he was right in there.
Yeah. Putting out like major label albums with
exactly
chock full of samples and crazy stuff. There's other, I mean, Bullion does stuff like that. but yeah. not on. There's like free. It's like free shit. It's like download this free EP, and I'm gonna like remix the Beach Boys album or use a bunch of samples I can't get cleared. But nah, so it's cool to see that be on there.
I was just talking. No beat in the background. God damn it! Happened again.
You got to put it in there.
No, you know what I did? I clicked the lock button.
Oh.
Instead of the repeat button.
You locked it in.
I key locked it, which does absolutely nothing because we're not using any kind of pitch bend features at this juncture.
Anyway, in the background is the sounds of Bad Bad Not Good, joint called Lavender featuring K Trinata. Another fresh album. I haven't fully processed it, but I've heard a bunch of joints off of it.
Bad Bad Not Good album?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't even know they had an album.
This is like a back and forth because they got a joint with K Trinata on his album.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, take those three albums and like, it's a good summertime Jamie Jams right there.
K Trinata, the Bad Bad Not Good, and the Avalanches.
It'll get you through your day. Or your barbecue or whatever you're doing. Something fun and relaxing or chilling. I guess you could be at work too.
I'd like to barbecue. I'd like to get my barbecue on.
It's gonna be your vacation soundtrack. That and the Bengals.
Wow.
We're gonna do a vacation podcast. We're gonna set it off with that and we're gonna watch National Lampoon Vacation. And get Chevy Chase to phone in or Skype in or something.
Cameo from Chase?
Or somebody that sounds like him, at least. Someone's got to do a Chevy Chase impersonation.
We could just have any old guy call at this point.
Somebody from Chicago with his Bears hat.
Put old guy on the phone.
Chevy Chase.
I'm really disappointed in myself.
For what, not taking vacation earlier?
No, for forgetting to put the damn background song on repeat. I've done that every single show for like the last 3 months.
Do you have a post-it note here?
I need to just put a bunch of post-it notes up on the screen here so that I don't forget. Because it's either that or I forget to press the record button and we sit here and record the podcast. And I'm like, oh man, you know what? It wasn't recording at all. And yeah.
I'm gonna take some podcast notes.
MIC taking the notes. But we don't really have any prepared talking points this week, so this is going to be another
seat of our pants.
Yeah.
Now, there's plenty of stuff going on we can talk about.
At least our pants seat is cool.
Yeah.
And isn't all sweaty like it was yesterday.
We can give you tips how to stay cool this summer.
Tips on how to stay cool.
Yeah.
You know what? My number one stay cool tip?
Don't wear any underwear.
No.
Kramer.
Go into your bathroom right now. Immediately.
Just turn the volume up on this podcast.
Point your shower head at the wall of your shower. Turn it on. The cold water. Not the hot water. You want to avoid the hot water. Turn the cold water on. You don't have to turn it on really high. Just turn it on and let it spray against that back wall of that shower. Shut your lights off. Shut the door to the bathroom. Just shut it.
Uh-huh.
And walk away.
Walk away.
Walk away. Go somewhere.
Walk away, man.
Go somewhere and sweat for a while. Just sweat it out. Because it's hot in your house. You don't have AC. You don't have a fan. It's hot. But just give it a while. Then, go up to that bathroom door. And you open that motherfucker. You go inside. And you go, it's so cool in here. It acts like air conditioning. It's terrible for the environment, a huge waste of water, but your ass is hot, and you don't want to be hot anymore, so you go do that shit right now.
It's probably a really smart thing to do if you have to be in the bathroom for quite some time.
Possibly. If you've got to go and actually sit in the bathroom for a minute, yeah, turn that water on, it cools it off. And, you know, if you're one of those people who, you know, you're sitting there and you're sweating, that's always really uncomfortable.
Nothing worse than
you don't want to do that.
Taking a hot, sweaty dump in the summertime in a porta potty. out of the Little League field.
Ah,
there's a bunch of people around
bad.
Making noise, wondering if someone's gonna knock it over, or someone's just gonna bust the door open and throw you on the Snapchat, or something's gonna splash up.
Someone's gonna put your dick on the Snapchat. You didn't do it. They did it. They did it for you.
Oh man!
Surprise dick Snapchat.
Yeah.
Ah.
If anyone's got a good sweaty porta potty story, email El Ketter at Imazite Nation.
Sure.
He wants to hear those. He'll put them on the blog.
I'd love to hear that. We got more music coming up. We're gonna keep it moving. Up next, it's brand new music. We were discussing this in the car yesterday. The fact that this even exists from Justice, who has been completely inactive and missing in action again for several years.
Yeah.
But
shout out to them because they put this joint out with like a video and an MP3. And I didn't have to put in my email. I didn't have to answer some questions. I have to sign up for some shit. It was like, yo, go on our website, you know, just click on the MP3 link and boom, there it is.
But it's called Safe and Sound. It's from Justice, and we're gonna get into that right now on the Clandestine Transmission here at ImagineNation.com.
See you soon!
once again. We're back. With the talky talk. Sure. It's the clandestine transmission. Elcatter, MIC.
Giving you the breakdance lessons.
Yes. With Kay Trinata.
You get the Kay Trinata album, you flip it over, on the backside is a how-to...
fold-out poster.
Yeah.
Yes.
That of shows how you to, how to up-rock.
Yeah, exactly.
And how to get your boogie on. Which is good to do, you know?
It is good to do.
In between playing the Pokemon Go, there should be some breakdancing involved. They should incorporate that. When you go to battle your Pokemon, you also have to have a little breakdance battle. Huh. And that's all you're going to be doing today because the Pokemon Go is shut down. Too much Pokemon. It shut down the app. So now all you can do is breakdance.
Well, now you know that there's no... no people hunting Pokemons.
Yeah.
In your at your house.
No one's coming by the crib looking for the Pokemon.
Because MIC's house has been declared a Pokemon gymnasium.
Yeah. Apparently, out in front of the crib is a Pokemon gym. It's a historical district. Maybe they said that they're putting like Pokemon by like, you know, statues and landmarks, right? You don't know. Why ask me for?
Yeah.
But I think the Pokemon folks like put a bunch of like Pokemon around like historic sites, landmarks, parks, libraries.
Area 51.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, over there. So, Indiana Jones, you know where they buried the Ark. Pokemon's there for sure. We have to dig under a pyramid or something, but. You will get them Pokemon.
There's like a Charizard or some shit there. Like
there's like a Chorizo under there or something. There are some churros under there. Churromon. Just making shit
too
up.
Too much sugar. Too many
sugar
carbs,
free.
Too many carbs.
Sugar free Churromon. That's probably disgusting. It's like just a piece of dough. Sounds real bad.
There's not that it can't be sugar free. It's got baby dough. It's got dough in it.
Shout out to churros, who I haven't had in like 1,000 years because I ate too many of them. That's on the list of like things I ate too many. It just can't and just cannot go back. Cause they're like a buck at Costco.
Yeah, I know.
You've taken part of the dollar churro.
Yes,
and I gotten have. A bunch of sugar and cinnamon all over your hands.
It's delicious. Been there. Yeah.
But nah, now I got no. Ate too many. I think my limit was like 1,000 churros in my lifetime. And I didn't space them out enough. Shame on me.
I can't eat any of that stuff. No, you're just making me sad.
You're good.
You're just making me sad, Mike. Making me sad. Making me remember all the things.
You've got other.
I just can't
other
eat
tasty
eat
things
anymore.
To eat. BS. What's another thing? Cool Ranch Doritos.
You ate too many of those.
Ate too many of those back in the day. Just couldn't stomach another Dorito.
My weakness was the Jumpin' Jack Dorito. It was short-lived, early 90s.
Jack Cheese?
It was like 1990, 91, somewhere around there. Yes, they were Jack Cheese. Like Pepper Jack. Mm-hmm. They were like Pepper Jack flavored. Mm-hmm. They were really good.
What color was the bag?
Black.
I can see it in my head right now.
Black bag.
Yep.
Nope. Sexy.
Nope. No more Doritos for me.
Me neither. Or either.
All right. R.I.P. Doritos.
They're still alive. They exist. No, I actually had a few Doritos a couple weeks ago. Wanted something a little crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, got the little miniature bag of Doritos.
There you go.
Ate that. He's like, that's enough.
I get my fill of tortilla chips, which are...
You're
a different type of tasty.
You're eating the same thing, Mike.
I am. It's basically eating the Dorito.
Yeah.
So except there's flax
this
in it.
This doesn't have any orange. This doesn't have
it's got flax dust on it. Dusted with some flax, if that's a thing. I don't know.
It's a thing.
This has been your Snack Minute with Clandestine Transmissions.
Always gotta have a Snack Minute.
We'll review, we'll do snack reviews. Healthy, low-carb, or no-carb snacks.
I don't know. What's a good... You know what? What I've been craving lately is...
What is a good... Give the people a good low-carb, no-carb, summertime snack.
I have been craving... Sorry. No. I've been craving, macaroons.
Macaroons, there you go.
I bought coconut.
Mm-hmm.
I left it in Marilee's car.
That's all you need. Coconut.
Yep. That's a good snack.
What else is in there? Egg? Is there egg
it's
in there?
Egg white, coconut.
Coconut, egg white.
It's gotta be like fine coconut. Egg white, fine coconut.
You know, like myself, you use the pure dark chocolate, like 100% mm-hmm. pure dark chocolate.
You put whatever in there. Make green tea macaroons.
Well, nah, because you melt the chocolate down.
Dip it in there?
You make the macaroon, and then you pour the chocolate on it, and so it coats the coconut ball. Yeah, man. They're really good.
I bought the stuff. I just left it in her car. All the flour.
It's coming. Macaroon season. Macaroon season's upon us.
They're easy and really good. But similar, basically the same stuff that I just described. If you got a muffin tin, pour some of that dark chocolate. Make sure you really grease your muffin tin with coconut oil.
Grease that muffin tin.
Pour a little bit of the dark chocolate in the bottom of the muffin tin. Put in some of the coconut. Pour some more of the dark chocolate on top. You make like coconut cups. Like a mound.
Homemade mounds.
Oh yeah, it's real good.
That's a good.
No sugar, no carb. Very very few carbs.
You said dark chocolate.
Yeah, use the dark chocolate. Use some pure cocoa. Add a little bit of stevia for sweetener. It's good. Good stuff. Do the same. You don't like coconut? Throw some peanut butter in that motherfucker. Instant.
That works too.
Instant peanut butter cup. Put it in the refrigerator. Comes out nice and cold. Oh yeah. I want one right now. I'm so hungry. I didn't eat any breakfast this morning.
Oh man. Why are these getting made now? But then you know what? You're gonna put the oven. I just make them. Just put them in the fridge. Yeah.
Well, you gotta melt the chocolate.
I know.
At this point, I just bought an air conditioner. I don't care.
At this point, it's so hot out. You could leave the chocolate outside for 10 minutes. And
yeah.
It would be the perfect consistency.
Yeah.
So, do that. Get up in the morning. Put some chocolate outside. Melt it down.
Some hot chocolate.
By lunchtime, you'll be good to go.
True indeed. In the background right now, it sounds of Lil Silva with The Play. We're about to get into more music. Coming up next, new music from Jesse Lanza.
Jesse Lanza.
Yeah. Canadian.
From the Great North.
It's true.
North of the Wall.
Yeah.
That Donald Trump's going to build.
Hanging out with
Mike Pence.
Oh boy! No, man, in Canada. In Canada,
we hang out in Canada. Justin Bieber.
The guys who make the beer.
Yeah,
SATV.
Oh shit! Those guys.
I can't remember their name.
That show, the movie.
Yeah.
Strange Brew
was the movie. Yeah. Take off,
hoser.
To the Great White North. Yeah. I'm in a whole movie.
Is that on Netflix? I know you put a bunch of stuff about it.
I don't think so. I posted the other day about The Man with the Red Shoe.
Yep. Real Genius.
Real Genius. Spies Like Us. Because I watched Spies Like Us the other day.
Aykroyd.
The next day after I posted that, then one of my friends on Facebook posted like a little video of himself watching Spies Like Us. And I was like, so this is my fault, right? Yeah. And he was like, oh, you directed Spies Like Us? You're old, man. Yeah.
Could have been there.
John Landis.
Good stuff.
John Landis.
On Netflix?
Killed that guy with a helicopter.
Rest in peace. It's a like Ferris did.
It was Jennifer Jason Leigh's dad.
Him and Ferris Bueller out there.
Helicopter.
Committing murder. Walking the streets.
Decapitation.
Because, who was it? Matthew Broderick mowed a dude down and killed his ass.
Fun fact. Fun facts. So celebrity. That's your celebrity fact.
There's a host of celebrities, you know, that have killed folks that people don't know. I think Steve Buscemi.
What's his name?
Killed a dude too.
Did he really?
Like, with his bare hands.
I know Steve Buscemi is
like he got off on like manslaughter.
Was like a volunteer fireman in his time off.
He burned somebody.
I know Woody Harrelson's dad was involved with like the Kennedy assassination somehow. He's one of the alleged possible Kennedy assassins. Yeah, man, it's.
I can see that happening.
It's all real fun.
Shout out to Woody Harrelson, who I saw this morning, hanging out with a friend of mine in a car singing. What are they singing? Something. That's how I woke up this morning. I was like, "What is going on?"
That's weird.
Yeah.
Was that friend Rust Cole?
No.
Perhaps.
That would have been awesome.
Were they singing about time being a flat circle?
They were singing about Carcosa.
First season, really good. I still have my write up I gotta do. But we'll see.
That's a book. You need to write that up, and someone needs to pay you.
No shit.
To put that somewhere.
You just described all of the things I need to write up, basically. But no, I'm gonna write it for myself and not get paid to do it.
That is definitely something that one of those movie magazines or websites would run.
But we're gonna run right now.
Let's do it.
Into another song. Jesse Lanza, the Violence. At least that's how I'm pronouncing it. It's V Violence. So like the Violence, like ghost. On the clandestine transmission. Here at ImageEyeNation.com.
To your face, but it doesn't mean a thing. No! Don't even talk to me. It's every time.
sweet 16 beat. The way you taught me, when played correctly, is weighted gently.
I love it.
Cause I love it. Shout out to Yeezy. A Jeezy.
What? Can you maybe press pause or turn the volume down a little bit?
Yeah.
We've returned to the era of noisy background video games on the podcast.
It's typing it straight in. Don't you use that what's that thing called? Twitch?
Piping it in. I've piped it in a few times, Mike.
What's that thing where you do video games? You can like hit live broadcast and chat and shit.
Oh, this is like Twitch. I don't use that shit.
Okay.
I don't use that shit. Who wants to watch me play video games?
I don't know.
Playing video games in my house, man.
Somebody. What's that dude's name? PewDiePie.
No, fuck that guy. That guy can go fuck right off, Mike. Don't bring that guy up in my house. How dare you?
That's the only dude I know who does that. And I didn't know about him until one of the kids I work with was like, yo, you know who that is? I was like, who the heck is that? He's like, show me videos. I'm like, yo, so you just watch videos of this dude playing video games? I'm like, that's sad.
Retarded Swedish dude or something like that? Like,
I don't know.
Fucking come on, man.
I'm like, people watch this stuff, but then there's stuff I watch on YouTube that people are probably like, you watch this? Why are you watching this panda chase another panda and push him out of a tree?
Oh, I watched the panda chase the other panda out of the tree, Mike.
Why are you watching this, These puppies roll down hills.
Oh, earlier today, what did I watch? I watched a woman in a full body latex suit stuffed inside an entire full body latex bag.
Uh huh. Then what
lay
happened?
On a bed as a woman wearing another full body latex suit with a strategic hole sat on her face. That's what I watched.
There you go.
That's how I spend my time, Mike.
Some people like to watch people play video games. Some people like to watch other people playing real life video games.
Sure.
Digital games.
In the background right now, the sounds of Comtruse with Do Zirconia. Do Zirconia. Not do as in Mountain Dew. What is in French for two?
But not.
Or do is in something else. I don't know. Whatever.
But zirconia, like cubic.
Yes, as in fake diamonds. You just heard new music from Blood Orange. Love Blood Orange.
Blood Orange, fantastic.
I will say this: it is time for Dev to set the Blood Orange alias to the side and make a return to Lightspeed Champion.
Mm-hmm. What's he done in between?
Because I missed Lightspeed Champion a lot, and I would like to hear a little bit of that stuff.
Has he done stuff in between Blood Orange? Because there was a Blood Orange album from a couple years ago.
He was part of Test Icicles.
Yeah, I mean the last Blood Orange and this one.
He did like three records as Lightspeed Champion.
Mm-hmm.
Then he just did like I think three records as Blood Orange. So it's like, it's time to
metamorphosize into something else.
I want something else. I like Blood Orange, but I want something else.
Yeah.
This is just how I feel. You also heard in their music from Metronomy, 16-beat from their brand new Summer 08 LP. Oh, also the Blood Orange, that's from his new Freetown Sound album, which came out like, when did that come out? Like a week or two ago, Cody?
Something like that.
And we started off with the music from Jesse Lanza, her new LP. Oh no, Violence, VV Violence, something. Yeah.
Looks like a W from where I'm sitting.
It's not a W though.
I know.
It's like, you know, the movie The Witch.
Ah.
Yep. The poster stylizes the witch as two V's,
mm-hmm.
not as a W.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like that.
It's a connection there.
Maybe. I don't think so, but maybe.
But though, some more good albums to grab.
Yeah. No, there's a bunch of good stuff. I feel like the rap music has been a little slow. I don't feel like there's been like a preponderance of awesome LPs. Not like the
Schoolboy Q.
Is that out yet?
Mm-hmm.
See, God damn it!
I thought you had it.
No.
Aww.
No.
I'll put it in the G drive. You'll find it. Schoolboy Q is dope.
I know.
Yeah. There's some joints on there.
There's like five singles off that album.
We could save the discussion, but even the single we played, the Pretty Tony. Like, Jadakiss wasn't on the one we played, right? The single?
No.
He's on the album. Like, yo, it's Jada with the Hot Fire.
That's weird.
It's crazy. I know. He came out. I was like, what is this? Even the joint with Kanye's got a little extra addition on there. You got a song with Dog Pound that is dope as fuck. And I was like, what?
So
I was like, yo.
Apparently I'm missing out. I need to go get that.
It goes hard. It's can be ignorant as fuck in places.
Good.
But, like, all together, folks can't see what I'm doing with my hands, but, yeah, it works. And I love the album cover. Love it.
Well, there you have it. I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what other...
A$AP Rock has a nice album out. Homeboy Sandman's got a nice little record out. Earlier in the season, like in the spring, Open Mike Eagle came out, dropped something new.
Yeah, we played that. We played ASAP Ferg.
ASAP Ferg, you know. But that's kind of it. It doesn't feel like a heavy season to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing stuff.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think.
Right. And you know,
got your boy Jay-Z rapping about the keys. He got the keys
to the Maybach.
All kinds of keys, apparently.
Well, keys open doors, Mike.
Someone needs to do a remix. There you go. That's your remix for you. The El Keta remix.
Another cease and desist letter in the mail?
They're just going to shut you down. They're going to come pick you up. DJ Khaled's gonna come pick you.
Everybody just mad at El Cap.
They're gonna lock
because he remixed a Beyonce song.
They're gonna lock you up in the title jail, title prison, where it's really nice in there and you got a couch and stuff, but you're just forced to listen to the title the whole time and watch title videos, and it's all title artists on a loop.
Just a lot of Drake.
It's all Beyonce, Drake, and Jay-Z records. Whoever else is on there, I don't even know.
I have no clue.
No,
me neither. We got more music for you coming up. Just like title, apparently. We got some more music for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tidal wave of music.
We'll getting wavy. Yeah, sure.
I gotta save it.
And there you have it.
There's some wavy stuff going on.
That's how it happens. No, coming up next, we got music from, you can probably talk about this. What is this?
Who's next?
Liss?
Liss! Yo.
What's going on with this, Mike?
It's a band from Denmark with the sweet, sultry, soulful pop sounds.
I listened to it earlier. This dude does sound just like Prince, by the way.
Yo, I heard this shit and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I think it was an EP.
And you said it just like that, didn't
yeah.
you? What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Check them out on SoundCloud. They got an album coming out. Let me check my notes because I had to pull it up. Should be the summer. But yeah, man, they got three tracks. They're all freaking dope. They got a joint called Try that came out. They did a little video for album out in October. So just keep your pants on, and you'll be able to check it out. But yeah,
if this is Liss, we're sorry. On the clandestine transmission here at MHINation.com.
Maybe I wasn't doing it as well as I thought. So it is time
for you to do something about it. If you want it to be better, send me a letter so you can write all the things that you know I don't believe in. I'm sorry, but I can't do it. I'm not the one that you should count on. All of the words of our song, and lost myself in another girl's perfume. If you want it to be better, send me a letter so you can write all the things that you know I don't believe in. Can't do it. I'm not the one that you should count on. I'm sorry for all the shit that I have done. Your time, you're out of mind. I'm sorry, but I can't do it. I'm not the one that you should count on. I'm sorry for all the shit that I have done.
Different way.
What?
What?
What now?
What the album?
Wait, where? It's the clandestine transmission. Yeah. El Ketter. M.I.C.
Yeah, yeah. Giving you the acid test.
With River Tiber. Before that, you heard Liss with Sorry. In the background, right now, Sakara Mastabas. Mastabas.
Mastabas.
The Cosmetician's Knife. From Libras. That's dude from Fiery Furnaces.
Okay.
One of the twins there from Fiery Furnaces. The male half. His new project.
Cool. Album, EP?
It's an album. Wonky instrumentals. Weird titles.
That's what's up. Sometimes you gotta go under the knife. Little nip tuck. Or someone's just gotta catch a buck 50 to the face. Because they stepped on your shoes on the subway. In a nice way, though.
Or you need to go for a nip tuck.
A gentle buck 50. Is that a thing?
What is that? What would that even be?
That's like a ninja buck 50 where they slice you so thin with the blade you don't even know it happened until like you get off at your stop and then like your face falls off. You're like, oh shit.
They did that with like a meat slicer.
Like a like a real thin one where you don't even realize you've been sliced.
It's that that thinness where when you try to peel the meat off, it just kind of shreds.
Yeah.
It's so thin.
That'll happen to your cheeks.
And then you'll eat it.
That's you're describing a scene from an anime movie.
And it will taste like veal. Which we already discussed a couple weeks ago.
We discussed that. It's a little testing your knowledge.
What happened? Yeah, we got AC Lucius in the studio with us right now. She's making a face. Making a gross out face. She'd be here for some of the other conversation points we often discuss.
We got Clandestine Transmission has a waiting room now for other podcasts.
It happens. Sometimes it's like that. It bees like that sometimes.
Turn it into a full-fledged studio production here. We're definitely getting cease and desists for operating a business not in code.
Nice.
And talking about title too much.
Jay-Z's gonna send us
that River Tiber joint is
good. No, it's really dopeness. Good. So what?
It's really good to play air bass and air drums.
Is
too.
That on the album that you put out this year, or is it some
that
random?
That's on his album that was out at the end of June. I'm realizing now that it is July 16th.
Yeah.
Because my, like, the end of June and, like, the beginning of July was, like, all, like, just...
Nah, and July's almost over.
I know. Just, like, ramped together because I had to go do that wedding and stuff, and it's just... I just lost track of time, and I was like, holy shit, the month is halfway over.
I got one more week, and then I got two weeks off from work.
In August.
Well, at the end of July and beginning of August. It's the first time I've had an extended period off from work in, like, 4 years. Yeah.
You ready to have some macaroons?
I'm ready. I'm ready. You better believe it. And if there are no macaroons, there's gonna be trouble in the Imagi Nation household.
Someone's catching a buck 50. Yo, sir, read about you on Mass Live. When arrested, the young man said he caught one to the face because my macaroons weren't ready. That's a proper summertime crime. Slicing somebody over
a snack.
Over missing snacks. Speaking of missing snacks, I'll tell that story. How we stayed in a
Oh jeez.
Went away for a wedding, and to upstate New York, way upstate, like could see Canada across the lake upstate. And we stayed in a motel and like left to go for like a walk in the morning. Came back to have a little lunch, and someone had walked off with our half a pizza that we picked up in Syracuse.
What?
At the special vegan cafe, Strong Hearts Cafe. Shout out them. Fantastic. But we ate some of the pizza there, took the rest of it back, figured, you know, hey, pizza tomorrow, right?
Right.
That's how you do it. But apparently the cleaning lady was like, yo, fuck that shit. Pizza for me. And
she took one bite of the vegan pizza and then threw it all.
It was like
away.
This is trash. Yeah. Actually, she was like, yo, this is delicious. I'm gonna put this in my purse. I forget the name of the motel. They made good on it. Well, not really, but they paid me for the pizza. But dude was like, I'll get you another pizza. I was like, you gonna drive to Syracuse? He was like, oh. So yeah. And it came out of that lady's paycheck too. So
I'm sure.
She probably got fired. So I hope she enjoyed that pizza. Trifling ass. That's never happened to me in my life. I've stayed many places and I've never had
white privilege, Mike.
I've never had someone come in and like take like my food.
Never?
No.
Oh, that's happened to me many times.
But I could know because I heard her in the background like, oh, I thought it was trash. Like, how did you think that was trash? It was nowhere near the trash. It was over by my restaurant. I'm like, she didn't throw out the bag of pretzels that we had with a clip on.
No, she ate that pizza.
Oh, she ate that pizza. She was like, oh shit, you know what? I forgot to bring lunch. It's one of those situations. I went all the way through. It came to work. She was like, fuck, forgot to bring my lunch. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to snag one of these little motel goers lunch. And she walked in. She was like, oh,
that
dip. Oh, dip. Tasty pizza? What's this? Fancy barbecue tofu? This is right up my alley. I hope to God she ate
she
it.
One,
I feel really
took,
bad if
she
talked.
Then she took one bite and threw it away. She was like, this is trash.
That was good. It was actually like a good like.
She thought it was trash, Mike.
Yeah, she thought it was trash.
She took one bite and was like, this is trash.
She was like, I'm taking this home. I'm gonna eat it for dinner tonight. But yeah, so there you go. That's my story. I'm getting snatched. Pizza
I'm
theft.
Actually just I'm like a
pizza
little
theft.
I'm actually a little disappointed in you.
Pizza theft.
I'm
How are you
I'm
not on my side with this?
I'm a little disappointed in you, actually.
Pizza theft.
Nope. Gotta hide your pizza. Don't leave your pizza.
Apparently we do.
Room. Or you leave a note. Do not throw away.
No. No. I don't have to leave a note. Only thing you should be doing is coming. I should have put a note on and said, yo, you don't gotta come in here.
Or.
Save your time.
You
what are you
eat,
coming in here
you
for?
You eat your pizza and make sure that it's all eaten.
No, it's too much. Because I got something else to eat besides the pizza. Because I knew that pizza was going to be for the next day. That was the plan.
Oh, Mike.
It's all good.
First world problems.
It is.
Hashtag.
Definitely. First world problems.
Hotels.
Pizza theft.
Yeah, man.
So, if you're staying somewhere this summer, put a note on it. Hide it.
Or eat it.
Or eat it, I guess. I could have walked around with it and ate it, I suppose, for breakfast. Looking back on it, I probably would have ate it for breakfast.
Also, why are you staying at a weird hotel on the way back?
No, because we were supposed to stay at the fancy hotel, but then I was like, you know what, I think we might bring Nina with us and like take a week off and like go up there and like, you know, travel around, maybe go to Canada or some shit. This was like forever ago, because they booked all these hotels like, I don't know, a year ago. But then came time to have it. I was like, you know what, the weather's supposed to be horrible, I'm not trying to like take a bunch of time off of work and have it fucking rain every day, we can't do shit. So I said, you know what, we'll just go up for, you know, half a week. So we got
this,
stuck.
You
with,
don't,
so we got stuck with the. We got
this,
stuck with the hotel with the dog.
This may be the whitest story you've ever told.
It is. It is because I was
wedding,
in
the.
I was
wedding in Syracuse.
No, it wasn't.
Want to go to Canada? Bringing your dog, taking time off from work, vegan pizza gets stolen by the maid.
Gets her fired.
Gets the maid fired. What happened to you, Mike?
She wasn't fired because I think it was a family motel. So, well, I don't know. Maybe they fired the maybe the
it
dude,
was like their cousin
maybe the
or
dude
their
fired
sister
his,
or something
his,
like that.
Yeah.
No, she got a beaten later.
No, you.
That's what happened.
You know it was the whitest story ever when it was white folks that owned the motel.
Christ.
It was the whitest section of town of the country.
It was fucking upstate New York.
There was Amish up there, son. I heard. I did not see them, but I was told about them. And I was also told that the Amish folks up there really like Cheetos.
And on that note,
there you go. There's your Amish snack update.
We're wrapping up this edition of the Clandestine
Cheeto Snacks.
I don't know what to say about this anymore. We got one more song for you coming up. We're going to get out of here with the sounds of Sequoia Tiger. It's called Slimer Smile.
No snap. Slimer.
In
Shout
honor
out
of
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters reboot?
Is it? What is it? Ghostbusters 4?
I don't really want to talk about this new Ghostbusters movie, but I will briefly address it. No, it is a complete reboot. So, because you're going to go, I know you're going to see it tonight.
Hopefully, yeah.
So, the movie you're about to see has no connection to the previous Ghostbuster films.
I didn't think it did.
It does not take place in the same universe. There were no previous Ghostbusters.
Yeah. It's all new.
Yeah.
Complete reboot.
But over and over again throughout the film, they will call back
to a universe that
to previous things that happened in the other movies and wink at you. That's what they're gonna do.
We will know about it.
You're gonna be like, oh, haha, that's like that shit that happened in the other one, even though these movies don't have anything to do with each other.
So in the scene when Rick Moranis runs in, he works at
Rick Moranis is completely retired from Hollywood, so you will not see Rick Moranis. No, he's completely retired from Hollywood. But Bill Murray.
Did he murder somebody?
Bill Murray's in it though. He murdered Bill Murray.
Garfield
murdered Bill Murray.
Oh shit!
But it's Slimer Smile. Sequoia Tiger on the Clandestine Transmission. As usual, Imagi Nation HQ on Facebook, Twitter. El Keter Ben Zadik on Twitter. El Keter on Facebook. MIC on Twitter. Bonjournino on Twitter. Bonjournino on everything.
On the Pokemon.
El Keter Ben Zadik on Instagram. MIC is on Pokemon Go?
No.
Bonjournino is on Pokemon Go?
No one is on Pokemon Go because it's shut down.
I don't know how that shit works.
I don't know how this shit works.
Littlefishinc.com.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Littlefish Inc. on the PlayStation Network right now with the Watch Dogs.
Watch out for the horse shit.
Yeah, watch out for the horse shit. Imagination.com on PlayStation Network as well. We're out of here. That's it. We'll see you later.
Peace.